The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We're back, folks. And I've got this Italian article sorted out here. Sorry to read that poetic prelude there. That was nonsense. It didn't have anything to do with anything. This is very good news. I was during the break listening Hank Williams Jr. there. This is very good news. What's happening in Italy, there's a strong parallel with Brexit. David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Britain, made a stupid mistake when he thought he was doing well. He thought, well, people were griping about the European Union. So he said, well, you know what I'll do? Let's just put it up to a referendum. We liberals will win. The membership of the European Union will be reaffirmed, and we'll crush these people that are, you know, complaining about losing sovereignty in the European Union. Well, big mistake by David Cameron. That whole thing got out of control as the Trump phenomenon swept over America. The Brexit leave campaign to leave swept over Britain, and they won handily in Britain. Now, in Italy, here's the parallel. The Prime Minister of Italy did the same mistake that Cameron did. He said, let's have a referendum on some constitution and various things that he was trying to modify their form of government in Italy. But he said, if I lose this referendum, I'll step down. I'll quit. Well, the people of Italy now view this referendum as a referendum on this president of Italy. And he's losing. It's looking bad. Let me go down to the story here. And there are two patriot parties in Italy, the Five Star Movement, which is national, and then a northern party that's focused on the Tuscany and the northern part of Italy called Lega Nord, the League of the North, the Northern League, led by Matteo Salvini. And the Five Star Movement is led by a guy named Grillo. But let me just read the little of the story here. It's too long to give you most of it, but Salvini's no, let's see, on the hard right, let me go a little right. The five-star leader, this is Beppe Grillo, has since jubilantly drawn connections between American Trumpismo. George, they've got a name for it in Italy now, Trumpismo.
I like that. We've had Trumpismo all along. James,
I love it. We get you know you've arrived when they make a word out of your name. Trumpismo and the grassroots populism of his own movement, that is the Five Star Movement, which stands at 30% in the polls, level pegging with Renzi's party. Renzi's the current leader of Italy, and they have multiple parties, so you don't get 50% in those multiple races. So they're even with the leader's party. This is mad stuff, Grillo wrote on his blog. It's an apocalypse for the big newspapers, an apocalypse for the intellectuals and the journalists. This is a huge general, and then he spells it out and says the whole thing, and I'll just say, F off. On the hard right, Matteo Salvini, these are exactly comparable, folks, to the American Freedom Party. On the hard right, Matteo Salvini, leader of the anti-migrant Lega Nord, is also surfing the wave, describing Trump's triumph as a strike against globalization. Quote, Salvini says, it's the revenge of the people. of courage, of pride, of the desire for work and security. And it's one in the eye for the bankers, the speculators, and the journalists, unquote. Oh, see, they're nailing the media. This is so beautiful. This is Trump's achievement.
Oh, as they should, James.
Trump's, now get this, there's more parallel, folks. This is just so exciting. This is a worldwide revolution that we're in. And we're right at the forefront here on this show. Salvini's no referendum rallies, and that's the big thing. That's the big slogan in Italy now is no. On Trump, you have the hat that says, make America great again. In Italy, they're wearing a Trump baseball cap. You know, they don't wear baseball caps in Italy. They're wearing a baseball cap that says no on it. Salvini's no referendum rallies have been Trumpified, accompanied now by supporters waving blue placards emblazoned Salvini Premier, designed to imitate those familiar from American town hall meetings. At a recent rally of 30,000 people in Florence. Does that number ring a bell, folks? Donald Trump rally? 30,000 in Florence. He even wore a Trump trademark baseball cap sporting a no slogan. As the air of insurgency becomes unmistakable, the technical debate over reforming a 70-year-old constitution is in danger of becoming a sideshow. Perhaps the most disturbing poll for Renzi found last week that only 40% of Italians say they will vote on the reform package. 56% consider their vote to be more a verdict on the prime minister, his government, and by implication, the state of the nation. If that bigger picture still dominates come polling day, it is hard to see anything but defeat for a man once billed as Italy's Tony Blair. After 13 years of a flatlining economy, Italians are battered, bruised, and looking for somebody to blame. Unemployment is running at 11%, but it's close to 40% among the young. Blah, blah, blah. I'll continue some more down here. I'll skip a little. Traditionally, among the most enthusiastic proponents of European integration, ordinary Italians are furious at the EU's failure to share the burden of the huge migration surge to their southern shores. Lectures from Brussels on the need to cut public spending and balance budgets, given the desperately straitened times, have added insult to injury. Let's see. There's a little bit more. There was a good quote down here. I'll skip a little. Let me go down here a little bit more. Skip a little bit more. And, well, you got some of the highlights there. And this election is coming up in the first week of December. I think maybe even on the same day as the Austrian vote. I'll get that date for you. And Matteo Salvini, the leader of the Lega Nord, has long attempted to model the Lega on France's Front National, led by Marine Le Pen, with an emphasis on border controls, protectionism, and Italians first philosophy. That's great. I love this. Yeah, Italy first, and I like Italians first even better. We could make an improvement on Americans first. We could borrow from them.
Americans. I like that, James. American? What are you, some kind of a fascist right-winger, James?
Yeah, Americans first. Let's skip down here a little bit more. There's a little bit more I think I wanted to get to here.
James, while you're looking, I'm ready for Germany.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Germany needs to do its thing.
Yep.
They need to flush Angie, baby, and become Germany again.
Right.
I mean, the EU is, talk about living on borrowed time. I mean, 95% of every beating heart in Europe hates the EU passionately.
Yeah. Here's another detail about the Italians. The parallels are perfect, folks. Not surprisingly, given the stakes, centrist politicians, these are the, you know, the backstabbers here in America, of various stripes, are closing ranks ahead of next Sunday's moment of truth. So next Sunday, we'll look at that date. Delivering a passionate call to arms last week, Pier Ferdinando Cassini, a senior figure in the Senate and former president of the Chamber of Deputies, said, quote, today moderates have only one choice: help Prime Minister Renzi in order to prevent Italy falling into the hands of Grillo and the populists. That is the...
I'm surprised you didn't call him fascisti. Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
The Trumpismo.
The Trumpista. The Trumpadores.
And let's see if there's any more. There was some colorful language in here. It's a long article. We'll come back to this. We'll cover here right on this show. You folks here in our audience are much more up on the European scene than most radio audiences. And we will cover the Italian no vote and the Trumpismo. We'll cover the Austrian Norbert Hofer vote. And
we like it. Yeah. Hey, James, can I talk about the education thing so that we can retire and never talk about it again?
Okay, go for it.
As quickly. I wanted to because I had to contradict my excellent friend Paul Fromm on the air about charter schools. You know, I'd never want charter schools to come between me and Paul. The very long and the short, charter schools in America, regardless if they were well-intentioned, they have become 100% a scam. They're a Jeb Bush scam. And we could spend a whole lot of time, and I'll invite, technical people, RBN listeners who know maybe even more. But the long and the short is it's Jeb Bush stuff to kind of capitalize and opportunize on basic failed America. So a lot of public schools lie prostrate and broken and beaten and, poor whites and poor blacks all over miserable America have rotten public schools. Why? It's because their parents have no jobs or the children have no parents. And on it goes. It's part of the blame teacher movement. And charter schools, bless their heart, it's been a scam for Bushies and other people, and they open them up to make money in the dreaded public-private partnership. I had the misfortune of working in that partnership for many, many years. It stinks. It's terrible. There is no partnership unless it's corrupt. So long and the short, we have this fabulous lady. It would be a wonderful thing if Mr. DeVos or Trump is able to sever the connection between the top of the federal government and education in the United States. Yeah, I'd love to see it. I hope that's what he wants, because, in a word, charter schools are not the answer. Charter schools are not only papering over the catastrophe of American education, they're opportunizing. Charter schools are opportunists for fabulous, a lot of neocons and other people make a whole lot of money running charter schools to cherry pick students away from, the inner cities. They're very closely, I have an analogy. Charter schools are the same thing as private prisons. Got that, RBN? Private prisons are a miserable idea because, slice and dice it, private prisons have more prisoners, more money. Got that? If you have more prisoners, you make more money. And notice that immense amounts of Americans are incarcerated for passing gas or smoking pot or, looking at somebody funny. And it's pretty much the same with charter schools. So, it's a profit motive where they use public money to steal from all of us. And let's put this to bed. I'll never bring it up again, but Ms. DeVos, good luck to you. Please don't try to shove charter schools down America's throat.
Oh, very good. And of course, I'm encouraged by an announcement that the Trump administration put out, which is that all Trump appointments, all Trump appointees are expected to reflect and serve the viewpoint of the president. They are his appointees, and they are not being put forward as independent operators who will ride their own favorite hobby horses. I love that. I love that strong statement from the Trump administration. I love to say that word administration rather than campaign. Boy, we've got to get used to that. I'll just give you one more little bit of Italian. We haven't talked much about Italy, but Italy is a very important nation. People don't know how populous Italy is. It's the most populous nations in Europe are Britain, Germany, and France, but people don't realize Italy is equal in population to those three nations.
Well, it's also very populist. I mean, Italians are fanatically proud of being Italian. They are at least as ticked off as we are that boats run ashore there with lots and lots of sub-Saharan people to ruin their country.
Yep.
They're much worse disposed to their invaders than even Americans are.
Right. Now, here is our enemies, folks. Our enemies having a freak out. By the way, we have Mitzi in Florida hanging on bravely. Thank you, Mitzi, and we'll get to you in just a moment. I love this story here. This is from the World Socialist website. Ooh, sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, WSWS editorial comment. Nationalist Times used to run their stuff all the time. They have some prescient articles in there, but nevertheless, there's still the World Socialist website.
Yeah, and this is published by the International Committee of the Fourth International. So this is the real deal, folks.
That's Lev Bronstein and Mr. Trotsky, for those of you who are wondering.
Yeah, the ghost of Lev Bronstein. And here's their story. See, they frequently pick up stuff. They're paying attention. You know, they pick up whenever we do something right, they get really concerned about it. Here's their story. Right wing in Italy hails Trump's election. And the just to see here, I'm just working on my headset here, wondering why my sound died. Right wing in Italy hails Trump's election. The election of Donald Trump has been greeted enthusiastically by the right wing and the far right in Italy. At the same time, prospects for the constitutional referendum due on December 4th, there we go, there's our date, folks, same day as the Austrian election, are worsening. The head of government, Matteo Renzi, has linked his own political future to a positive outcome of the referendum, just as David Cameron did with Brexit. And he had to leave. He left as prime minister voluntarily after losing that vote. Trump's election victory has been celebrated by Beppe Grillo, the initiator of the Five Star Movement. In a video on his blog, Grillo saluted Trump's victor obscenely. Remember, this is the communists writing. Obscenely writing, quote, "This is a general F off." And then the Italian, I hope I'm not offending any Italian ears here, "on un vaffanculo generale."
You pervert, James. Yes, I understand that. It's like saying merde on the air. We can't say that. Most people don't know what it means. But that, just like Michael Moore said. I mean, Michael Moore said, you know, Trump's election is the biggest FU in, I don't know, political history. And that's what's coming in Italy, too.
Yeah. And then continuing, "It is those who dare, the obstinate, the barbarians who will take the world forward," Grillo wrote. "We are the barbarians. The real idiots, populists, and demagogues are the journalists and the establishment intellectuals." Corn cob, and that's one of their nicknames for Donald Trump. "Corn cob has told everyone to piss off." Bankers, conglomerates, the Chinese. Yeah, these guys are pretty direct, aren't they? Grillo, who 3 years ago presented himself as a spokesman for the environmental and protest movement, claiming he would mobilize the population against the corruption of the ruling elite, has shown his real colors as a right-wing populist. We'll come back to that, and we'll get to you, Mitzi. Stay tuned.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And I will go downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
Well, maybe not, folks. Maybe they aren't over for good.
I wish Coke was still cola.
The I'm enjoying this little Italian segment that we have here because we have not covered the third largest economy in the European Monetary Union, Italy. We have not covered Italy well enough on this show. So we're rectifying that a little bit right here. And we're getting some good facts off of a commie rat world socialist news website. It says in this article, the reform, this is what's going to be voted on December 4th, which is due to be voted on December 4th, is a reactionary undertaking. Remember, this is socialist, so they have a meaning to the word reactionary. Reactionary means good. Well, in this case, no. The Renzi government wants to abolish the current parliamentary two-chamber system in order to speed up the decision-making process in parliament. The government is responding to the requirements of finance capital and is preparing for war and violent class struggles. Let's see. Italy is in deep economic crisis. The third largest economy of the European currency union has still not recovered from the global financial crisis in 2008. Blah, blah, blah. Poverty and unemployment are rising. The government has become less and less popular. Tens of thousands of young Italians are voting with their feet and leaving the country in search of better conditions. Strikes and protests are increasing. Car workers, teachers, railway workers, bus, train, and flight personnel, parcel carriers, transport, logistics workers preparing to take up the fight against the government's austerity measures. Strikes in the middle of November against the government's budget are due to be followed by a general strike throughout Italy on November 24th.
Sounds like paradise over there, doesn't it, James?
Go ahead, George.
I said it sounds like paradise in Italy.
Yeah. So, but here's the upshot, folks. They're saying here that Italy might be the next nation to leave the European Union. It's, in other words, it's that bad. And I don't know what the acronym for Italian exit would be. I don't know, ITEXIT or something. The Italians will come up for their version of Brexit and Oxit and Frexit. There you go. I like that story on Italian exit from the European Union. And now let us go to Mitzi, who's been waiting so patiently. Mitzi, I hope you haven't given up on us. Come in, Mitzi. We may have lost her.
Come on in, Mitzi.
I made Mitzi wait so long. She was preparing supper, read the newspaper. We may have lost Mitzi. I apologize. But Mitzi, if you're hearing my voice, please call back in. We'll put you right on the air. Coming up, our last half hour, the American Freedom Party.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
More good news, folks. We're entering our last half hour of today's American Freedom Party report. Let's give a little tip of the hat to the American Freedom Party. I'm a member. I'm a director. Kevin B. McDonald, Dr. Kevin McDonald, is a director. Dr. Tom Sunick is a director. Our chairman is William Daniel Johnson. I think you'll like, if you like RBN, you'll love, to quote the Skippy Peanut Butter ad, the American Freedom Party. Our political platform was derived simply from the views of patriot radio shows and audiences like this one, formulated into a political party. We felt a political party was needed. We need all sorts of things. We need magazines, web magazines like the Occidental Observer.net, paper magazines like the Occidental Observer or the Occidental Quarterly, We need radio networks like RBN, but we need a political party too, and we didn't have one. So we created the American Freedom Party, and we invite you to join. Add that to the repertoire you have of political, of patriotic activity. It's only $25 a year to be a member, so you could easily add that to your activism. George, I got another encouraging article here. We're kind of closing on a European theme. If Mitzi comes back in, we'll bring Mitzi onto the air.
Super.
This is an article in The Guardian, and the title sounds good to me. Marine Le Pen, Beppe Grillo, Geert Wilders, and Frauke Petri. Now, she's the leader of the German Alternative for Deutschland. Has their big moment arrived? Of course, the answer is yes. With elections due across Europe and a referendum in Italy, the establishment fears political tremors. Dogged by the migration crisis and the traumatic business of Brexit, to name just two current existential challenges to their project, those who run the European Union felt they had enough on their plates before Donald Trump seized the White House. News of his triumph broke on Europe, as had that of the British vote to leave the European Union on June 23rd, in defiance of opinion pollsters and the assumptions of political elites that maintained that the world's most advanced democracy could never deliver such a blow to the establishment order. Then it did. In EU capitals, where they had preferred to dismiss Brexit as a one-off revolt by the union's most difficult member, Trump's election prompted the same elites to question their easy assumptions and entertain, for the first time, the impossible. On Wednesday morning in Paris, a senior member of the French establishment, I guess this would be the Wednesday after the Tuesday election, with experience of service at the highest levels in Europe and Washington, said of his country, "I wasn't worried about what would happen here, but now I am concerned. I think we have to be." The question was, what next? Where next? France is heading towards a presidential election next spring, in which the populist anti-EU leader of the Front National, Marine Le Pen, is widely expected to reach the second round runoff, probably against the veteran centrist Alain Juppé. We find out it was Fillon. That election was just held. It's Fillon. The speed with which the Front National pounced on events in the U.S. to suggest otherwise fed the sense of unease, not just in Paris, but in Brussels, Berlin, and elsewhere. "Today, the United States. Tomorrow, France," tweeted Le Pen's father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, the founder of the party. And let's skip down a little bit. Big names in the French political world are now saying nothing can be regarded as certain anymore, and Le Pen cannot and must not be dismissed as the inevitable runner-up. Quote, "Reason no longer prevails since Brexit. Mrs. Le Pen can win in France," concluded former Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin. For the European Union, now I think this is the best line of the night on the show today, folks. Well, I think we'll get to there in a minute. This is not the line. "For the European Union, such an outcome, Le Pen winning, would be far, far worse than Brexit. Brexit is containable. A France conquered by an anti-EU presidential candidate is not. Everyone agreed last week that her winning would destroy the EU. Quote, it would be cataclysmic, existential, the end," said one EU diplomat. Now that, I like that. That's worth
the
price.
That.
I like the
it
end.
It would be the end of the EU. Good riddance.
And remember, folks, the EU is not just something. The EU is the crowning achievement of the globalists. Imagine what the EU did and how long it took, as George was saying, how many years they, in their gradualistic way, they built up to this. The EU is the end of nationalism. It's the subordination of Germany, of Italy, of France, of Portugal, of Spain, of Sweden. all these countries subsumed and crushed into a global entity.
And that's not enough. And then we introduce refugees and migrants to rape all the young white women in all those countries.
Yeah. Here, now listen to this. More poetry, folks. More wonderful. Just these words are wonderful. In Berlin, Stefan Mayer, a Christian Social Union MP in the Bundestag, and his party's Home Affairs spokesman declared that if Le Pen took France out of the euro, the currency, and the EU, these words, I have to say them slowly, the European project would be done for. Oh, that's so beautiful.
We love reading that. Done for. Cool.
Norbert Röttgen, chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the Bundestag, and one not prone to dramatic overstatement, said countries at the heart of the EU integration process could no longer regard themselves as necessarily immune from populist movements. Quote, what we have to take into account is that disruptive things can happen, and the unthinkable can happen. So we should not take it for granted that Le Pen cannot win, he said. Philippe Jouvin, a French MEP, member of the European Parliament, who is helping Sarkozy with his fresh bid to become conservative candidate for the presidency, that has since been dropped. Sarkozy is out. He's done for. Said that the search for votes had to be aimed at the same kind of white working class voters in France who felt left behind as those who had backed Trump in the U.S. The parallels, folks, everybody's getting it. It's the same things happening in every white country. We have to stop saying that these people are wrong. That's the deplorables, folks. And listen to them, he declared. The danger from Le Pen, quote, does clearly exist, unquote, he said, adding that France had a history of toppling establishment power. Quote, you do not understand anything about the French if you do not understand that we are revolutionaries. Remember also that only 10 years ago, we voted down the EU Constitution in a referendum, unquote. Something just as big could happen again. Bigger, in fact. France is not the only electoral concern for Europe's leaders as they try to hold together the Union and hold back populist surges. Next year, voters in the Netherlands will go to the polls with Geert Wilders of the far-right Dutch Freedom Party a threat. Also, in a buoyant mood after Trump's win. Wilders said, quote, politics will never be the same again. The day after the Trump won, what happened in America can happen in Europe and the Netherlands as well. I'm looking here at a picture of Geert Wilders, and I think he's now imitating Donald Trump's hairdo. He's got a
sincerest form of flattery, right? Imitation.
He's got an all gray version of Donald Trump's, what do you call that? Pompadour?
It's a trumpadour.
A trumpadour. This is great. I just love this. We're going to run out of time here. We've got a little bit of show left. If you want to call in, we could squeeze in one more phone call at 800-313-9443.
I have 17 minutes to go, James.
Oh, yeah, I know we got 17, but that's just a short time. When are we going to see German elections? In September or October of 2017, Germany is the least likely country to see a populist leader. However, if the Eurosceptic Alternativ für Deutschland, led by Frauke Petry, beats their current poll ratings, which are in the low teens. That's good, folks. Then it could also constitute a shock. Angela Merkel has not announced if she will stand again, but her CDU, Christian Democratic Union, is well ahead, albeit damaged by her approach to migration. Again, that euphemism, migration. And this is all at The Guardian. So, I'd like to, George, fill in some of the blanks in our European coverage. So we'll do a little research here to see what's the latest in Finland, in Sweden, in Norway. An article I wasn't able to read tonight on in Scotland says that the left-wing leaders in Scotland are having a freak out over the Trump election because they did not want to leave. The left-wingers in Scotland did not want to leave the European Union. And they view Trump's election as a catastrophe for the left-wingers in Scotland. So that's very good. I'd like to see coverage on Spain and Portugal, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland. We have not covered Poland as well as we should. The Baltic nations. And
well, James, we also invite populists from all those nations to join us right here on this show. We'd love to entertain them. They can have the floor.
Yeah.
We have a bully pulpit for any populist European politician who wants to get on the air and talk to America.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is wonderful that you say this, George. You know, with the miracle of the Internet, it's hard to shake old habits. The Internet erases time and distance. So if you're part of our audience in Europe, don't think that you're not welcome in the as callers to the show. We're talking
they
directly
are.
To you. Yeah.
Speaking of welcome, I think Mitzi's back.
Oh, good. Okay. And Jeff in Chicago. All right. Well, let's go to Mitzi first. Thank you for waiting, Mitzi.
Thank you, James. A great show as usual. I just wanted to give a plug for RBN, and you know, your show's great, but they had something on here that you were discussing earlier. There's a great website. There's a great article. I think it's posted by somebody named Flad on the RBN website. It says, Work for Trump, very urgent for educators, researchers, and teachers. And this woman posted about the great www.greatagain.gov where people can go in and, you know, actually apply for positions in his administration and then also share their ideas. And there was this, it's on this website, it's on RBN, and this woman who was a senior policy advisor for the U.S. Department of Education during the Reagan administration, her name is Charlotte Thompson Iserbyte, former senior policy advisor, U.S. Department of Education under Ronald Reagan, for warning regarding cabinet appointments and the truth about Marxist programs emanating from the U.S. Department of Education. And she has this blog, deliberatelydumbingdown.com, and it's a free PDF of the deliberate dumbing down of education. President Trump must have documented 1965 to 2016 history of change from academic education to Skinnerian, Pavlovian, Soviet workforce training slash brainwashing, which is now being implemented through tax-funded school choice and charters without elected school boards. And the lady leaves her phone number. And she posted this on the Great Again, Make America Great Again website for Trump. And she has some other interesting websites, www.deliberatelydumbingdown and so forth. Yes.
Mitzi, I can tell you from just having helped my 11-year-old with her homework, wow, is dumbing down happening. She's brilliant, but the material she's given at school, it's mush. And so this is going to happen, and there are millions of parents who know all of this. And so with the politically correct elites out of power, you're going to see that Washington, and you're going to see power return to the local school boards, and you're going to see academic study coming back. So that's beautiful.
I'd like to add something if I could, though. I mean, even if Trump, I love Trump, and, you know, I can't wait till the inauguration and he's really in. I'm concerned about all this going on with Stein and everything and the recounts and all of that. And I think, yeah, I'm very excited about Trump. However, I am concerned about, even returning education to the local level. One of the things that people don't understand is that a lot of the local board members that are elected are their donors to their campaign elections are from these for-profit charter school management companies. And they are in the state legislators, and it's not just the Department of Education. It's Congress. They're the ones that pass the No Child Left Behind and the Race to the Top and now Every Student Success Act, which is the impetus behind Common Core, and they just call it something else. But their donors are the vendors for all the standardized testing and all the online blended learning digital programs. And there's surveillance of our kids. I mean, every kid, what they do, all of their answers or everything in a cloud. And they are looking to see who's not an independent speaker. No, Missy, I don't want to kill this. I know you have another show, but I just wanted to say that.
We got another, Mitzi, we got another segment coming up, so folks, stay tuned. And we'll talk a little bit about what you just said, Mitzi. That was very, very cogent. We'll be right back, folks.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can
be a fool. We're in our last little brief segment. And the, let's see, I got one caller here that I've left hanging. And that is Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, hang on. Mitzi, I'm looking at the website here. I don't know if you're still with us. And folks, if you want to get this, the book is available for free. It's called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Thompson Iserbyte. And where do I know her from? But anyway, boy, do I know that name. and says, this book will change forever the way you look at your child's education. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. I'm going to take a look at this book myself as soon as we close the show. Mitzi, thank you for that reference. And what a great website name. DeliberateDumbingDown.com. Oh, how can you forget that?
And it's really good. Really good.
Yeah, it's long, but you can't forget it. It's like the AmericanFreedomParty.us. DeliberateDumbingDown.com. With a thank you to you, Mitzi, let's go for our last comment to Jeff in the once great city of Chicago.
Greetings, James and George. Jeff. Yeah, Charlotte Iserbit. How you doing, George? I love your moxie, by the way, George. I love it. Charlotte's been interviewed several times on the Jeff Rentz show over the last several years, and there's a lot of YouTube videos that people can listen to. She knows what she's talking about. You know, this is a subversion from within in the Department of Education. But my comment is... Go ahead.
And how does she pronounce her name? Iserbit or Iserbite?
Iserbit, I believe. I think it's Iserbit, yes. Charlotte Iserbit. But like I say, okay. There's a lot of YouTube videos, and she's been on Rentz several times in the last few years. If people want to understand why the European Union is destined to fail, and it's inevitable, go to YouTube and punch in Brexit the movie. It's a documentary. It's a little over an hour long, and I didn't intend to watch the whole thing, but the more I watched, I couldn't turn it off. This is a monstrosity, the EU. It explains how it's set up, how these people pay themselves extraordinary money and benefits. They hire their friends and family members, and they impose these regulations on the people that are in the EU. Like, they got like 600 regulations regulating coffee makers. I mean, I can't remember it all. I saw it right after it came out in May. But it's over the top. And that's why the people of Britain said enough. I mean, they regulate pillowcases, toothpaste. I mean, it's absurd. And go and watch that documentary. You'll understand why people in Britain voted it out, and the people of France and probably Italy and Netherlands are going to... It's gone. It's gone. It just takes them a little time to do it by the right way, by voting them out. And you won't be able to stop watching this documentary. It's an hour and 11 minutes, but once you start watching it, you'll say, oh, my God, you got to keep watching it. Nigel Farage is prominently featured throughout, you know, with his comments. This all started with Jean Monnet back in the early 50s, this plan for a one-world government. So,
Jeff, I've got it. I've got it on my screen. So I'm going to read The Dumbing Down of America. That'll be my reading for tonight. And my viewing is going to be Brexit the Movie. And it's readily available, folks. It's all over YouTube. So,
and it's very well produced and filmed. It's very enjoyable to watch. So anyway, thanks for taking my call, fellows, and talk to you next time. Thank you.
And thank you, George, for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow night, 9 to 10 p.m.
So long.
Good night.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.